Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 15. There was hurry and hest in Heorot now, for hands to be decked, and dense was the throng of men and women, the wine hall to cleanse, the guest room to garnish. Gold gay shone the hangings that were wove on the wall, and wonders many to delight each mortal that looks upon them. Though braced within by iron bands, that building bright was broken sorely. Rent were its hinges, the roof alone held safe and sound, when, seared with crime, the fiendish foe his flight essayed of life despairing. No light thing that, the flight for safety. Essay it who will. Forced of fate he shall find his way to the refuge ready for race of man, for sole possessors and sons of earth, and there his body on bed of death shall rest after revel. Arrived was the hour when de Hall proceeded Helfden's son. The king himself would sit to banquet. Ne'er heard I of host in haughtier throng more graciously gathered round giver of rings. Bowed then to bench those bearers of glory fain of the feasting, featly received many a mead cup the mighty in spirit kinsmen who sat in the sumptuous hall, Hrothgar and Hrothulf. Heorot now was filled with friends, the folk of Skaldings, ne'er yet had tried the traitor's deed. To Beowulf gave the Baron of Helfdene a gold-wove banner, guerdon of triumph, broidered battle-flag, breastplate and helmet, and a splendid sword was seen of many borne to the brave one. Beowulf took cup in hall, for such costly gifts he suffered no shame in that soldier throng. For I heard of few heroes in heartier mood with four such gifts, so fashioned with gold, on the ale-bench honouring others thus. O'er the roof of the helmet high, a ridge wound with wires kept ward o'er the head, lest the relict of files should fierce invade sharpen the strife, when that shielded hero should go to grapple against his foes. Then the earl's defence on the floor bade lead coursers eight, with carven headgear adown the hall. One horse was decked with a saddle all shining and set in jewels. 'Twas the battle seat of the best of kings, when to play of swords the son of Helfdene was fain to fare. Near failed his valour in the crush of combat when corpses fell. To Beowulf, over them, both then gave the refuge of Ingwines right and power o'er war-steeds and weapons, wished him joy of them. Manfully thus the mighty prince, hoard guard for heroes that hard fight repaid with steeds and treasures, contemned by none who is willing to say the sooth aright. Read by Rick Kishner for Lit2Go, on the web at fcit.usf.edu.